CNN's Arwa Damon, and tomorrow, how Iraqis feel about their future.
Well, Florida is set to become the first state to issue modified birth certificates to women who have miscarriages. The state's Republican Governor Rick Scott signed the Grieving Families Act last week. The law takes effect July 1st. And under the new law, women whose pregnancies end after just 9 weeks will be able to request a certificate of non-viable birth from the Florida Department of Health. Opponents of the bill say it's an attempt to define when life begins and further stigmatize abortion. We're joined now by the bill's sponsor, Republican State Representative Bob Cortez. Representative Cortez, women whose pregnancies end after 20 weeks can already get a certificate for their stillborn child if they request one. Why did you want to offer this new certificate of non-viable birth to women whose pregnancies end after just 9 weeks?
After 9 weeks, up to 20 weeks. We've had a lot of parents that have had miscarriages, lost children. Between that time, I had a constituent that came to me that lost it at 19 and a half weeks and could not get a certificate and would like to get one. So we started looking at the law to see if there's any way that we can either modify the definition of stillbirth. I chose not to go that route because it's pretty much set up nationally through the health community, and we decided to go with something new, which was non-viable.
Well, critics of this new law say its real goal is to chip away at abortion rights by further stigmatizing abortion and attempting to define when life begins. How do you respond to that?
Well, that's what they're saying, but that was never our intention or what we decided to do with this bill. And we made it clear on several portions. One, we don't mandate the parents to obtain one. So this is only if the parent who loses a child between 9 and 20 weeks wants to do it and has a 30-day window to do it. So we're not mandating anybody to do anything. And then the second part is that we wanted to make sure we stayed away from the life issue by making sure that it was spontaneous expulsion. In other words, that this was not if somebody had an abortion and then wanted to get a certificate.
But there are still people who believe that that's exactly what you're doing. Your colleague, Representative Richard Stark, who's a Democrat and voted against this act, said this was a backdoor way to get into the debate about when life begins.
And Representative Stark, in all fairness, as soon as the vote went down, and he was the only no vote in the whole chamber, he walked up to me and he apologized. He said, Representative Cortez, I wanted you to know why I voted no, and I had never mentioned to you throughout the whole session any concerns. I voted no because I have a particular issue with your bill, because I am adopted, and I am now over 60 years old, and I cannot myself get my birth certificate. So if I can't get a birth certificate, in principle, I don't think they should either. That's what he told me.
So when do you think life begins?
Oh, in my personal feeling, life begins at the moment you have a heartbeat, and that no doubt whatsoever. And I lost my firstborn when he was 5, and I still today there's not a moment that I miss him. So to me, as far as personally on the personal issues, I believe that life begins very, very early. However, this bill is exactly about giving a mother who, if she so chooses to, an opportunity to get a certificate to memorialize their child. That's it.
How many people do you think will do this in Florida?
We've seen some numbers coming for example, Tallahassee Memorial. We had asked some folks there about how many miscarriages. They say they have between 4 to 6 a day. And throughout all the hospitals, we hear that there are miscarriages. As far as how many people are actually going to go and get a certificate, it's hard to tell because, one, it's not mandated. Two, we don't know how many parents would choose this option to get one, or some parents would find it not that important to them and not choose not to get one.
So you say this has nothing to do with abortion. There are some people who would be listening to you and saying, oh, come on. Yes, it does. This is about the debate that we're having about when life begins.
Well, I'll tell you why it's not about abortion to me. And whole concept of the idea of the bill actually came from something that my wife does. It has nothing to do with abortion. My wife has an organization that she creates burial gowns for stillborn children out of wedding dresses. And she also serves on the bereavement board for a local hospital here. And through her work on that, she was approached and she was told, listen, did you know that a parent cannot get a parent with miscarriage cannot get a certificate up till 20 weeks, and she brought it to me. That's where the whole idea and the concept came from. So this was not an idea that was hatched out of any pro-life group or anything. It was came out of a need that was local from the community, and I heard from my constituents that they would like to get one, and we put it in place.
That's Florida State Representative Bob Cortez, who is the sponsor of a bill that has passed in Florida and allows the states to issue certificates to women who have had miscarriages. Representative Cortez, thanks for joining us.
All right, my pleasure. Thank you very much, Jeremy.